Welcome to This Is Only a Test, Episode 0, recorded February 26, 2010. With me, it seems, is Norman Chan. Norm, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So this is an episode one. We're recording this a week early, quite frankly, so that the page with the podcast on it doesn't look dumb with only one show. If you're here to talk about, if you're here to listen to tech, actually, stuff people talking about, technology and devices, and smartphones and TVs and all that kind of stuff, this is probably not a good show for you to listen to. I'm going to get that out of the way up front. I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit. But this is going to be a kind of catch-up for the people that missed us since we left Maximum PC. Wonder what's going on. Wonder what we're doing at this new site. Wonder what the new site's about. So, Norm, what have you been up to? I mean, it's been a—I guess you've been off for like a week now, right?
Almost a week. I've been playing a lot of video games. I've been sleeping a lot, running a lot of errands.
Sounds pretty exciting.
It is. But this is—I mean, by the time you hear this, it will be 1 week ago, and by the time- this now and the future, you know.
You're going to have worked your ass
on average. Exactly. So on average, very productive week.
I guess that's true. I mean, if you work it out, I'm expecting 19, 20-hour days from you. I mean, let's just be frank.
That's right. 19, 20 hours next week and 0 hours of working this week, average
evens
to a productive
out.
Week.
Yeah, it averages to a 50-hour week. So you've been playing Fallout. Have you touched any of the Borderlands stuff? I know you already beat Mass Effect, which was exciting.
That was a long time ago. I went back to Fallout 3, just because New Vegas was announced a while back, and that's the standalone expansion. So I wanted to finish Fallout 3 before a new one came out. And I actually hadn't played much of it before. And yesterday, I played 4 days of it, so Monday through Thursday. And last night was the first night, because you never know if a game is good until you have a dream about the game, right?
Mm. So yeah, the dream's always a bad sign.
No, the dream is a good sign. Depending on the dream game. Is when you know the game has hit a certain. It's a benchmark for quality. The dream. Says something about about the player. So I had the dream last night after 4 nights of playing. Finally, had the Fallout dream. And it was because the Olympics are also on. The dream was a combination of Olympics and Fallout, and it was using vats in Olympic sport.
So, like biathlon with vats or curling with vats.
Yes, it was like some type of race with guns involved, and I could freeze all the other contestants using vats, and then win the race.
Interesting. I'm a little bit worried, but intrigued.
The trick is here's a secret. I don't like StarCraft. I like the game fine, but I don't like playing StarCraft online against, you know, random players. And it's Blizzard, so it's the automatic matchmaking. It's like, you know,
oh, you can't play with your friends?
I didn't yet. Well, you can play with your friends, but it's the beta, so not many people have it. So I played a few matches, practice matches, and then I just handed off my account to my little brother, who has more vitality, and now he's in the my username is in the gold ladder,
nice.
No longer the copper.
So basically, are you paying him to do this? Because if you were paying him,
oh no,
you would actually
reach a
turning point where you're paying somebody to play games for you and be good.
He wants to play, so I'll give it to him, let him play. You know, Norm doesn't compete in the tournament of pennies, only the gold. Coppers for losers.
Okay, so what, you may ask, have I been doing? Oh, I've been toiling in the salt mines over here, building a whole shitload of content. Well, not a whole shitload, but like 10 pretty awesome things for you guys to see, plus some videos, getting the office set up. I'll post some pictures actually next week when the site goes live. We'll walk through the whole thing. Right now, it's just like a desk and a couple of computers and some shelves. But we've got whiteboards to hang and all sorts of shit to do next week. So there's a lot going on. We got to shoot your first video. So yeah, I mean, we have all that. I've done, I guess, two or three videos already, which is seems like more than I've ever done in my life, but it's kind of neat. We have like teleprompters and green screens and the whole thing set up. It's like a real, it's
so,
a real.
So that's something new. I mean, for people who know you and have listened to other podcasts you may have been on, this now they'll be seeing you more than they ever wanted.
I've done, beard and all, it turns out. So, I've done a little bit of video here and there, like, you know, Texel, but they'll be seeing you more than you've ever been seen before. It's interesting because, like, more than they've ever wanted. It's interesting because, I'd never used a teleprompter before. Everything I've always done has been either off the cuff or kind of talking to somebody or something like that. So it's a little bit intense just kind of reading the thing. You know, there's more to it than just standing there.
You like writing on your hand, the five notes on your hand.
Or tape them on the wall behind the cameraman or, you know,
Is it a monitor? Is it like the transparent teleprompters, the fancy ones?
Yeah, so it hangs on top in front of the screen, in front of the lens.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's
sweet.
I know, it's good. So you don't even have to. You don't look at the camera, which helps. So it's been interesting. I've been testing out a bunch of hardware. I've put a bunch of e-readers through their paces the last week. I've been doing some phone tests. I've been testing a bunch of little cameras. Doing some coffee testing. We're going to be doing a bunch of kind of interesting stuff. I mean, I kind of joke around here with the guys because I sit in right now. Our office is outside like the programmer corral, so it's just a bunch of guys who sit quietly with their headphones on for nine hours a day, which is a little different from the maximum PC environment, in case you hadn't guessed. But you know, I'm looking forward to having another you know, boisterous nerd here, Norm. So. I think your first day is Monday, right? It's 3 days from now.
First day is Monday.
The next work day. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what I've been doing. It took, you know, a couple of days to get everything set up, get the office good, and bought some furniture and bought some benches and stuff like that. And I've been playing Mass Effect, and I actually played some Borderlands last night for the first time in about 3 or 4 months. So that was pretty exciting. That's pretty much where I'm at.
You know, I mean, we're PC gamers, but now it seems like the perfect time to buy a PS3, right? There are finally games out for the PS3 that I might be excited for.
You have a PS3,
more than just
don't
your you? Player. I do have a PS3, but it's finally time to play the PS3.
Oh, see,
I think the only thing I've played on the PS3 is Nobi Boy, and that was it. And a half of Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah, I played half of Metal Gear Solid 4 before I got pissed off at it, too. I play a fair number of games that I download from the PlayStation Network thing just because it seems like, remember when Xbox Live Arcade first came out and there were all those kind of cool, super indie, kind of experimental games? And then next thing you know, just a whole shitload of arcade compilations over and over and over again. It seems like a lot of the cool kind of indie ideas are coming out on PSN now more than on Xbox. But anyway, I've played Uncharted and played Killzone 2 and some of that stuff. So, but my wife's actually
now Heavy Rain is out.
Into Heavy Rain, yeah,
yep.
Like she's
and also God of War is coming out.
What's the other one?
God of War, God of War 3.
Yeah, I don't think God of War is for me.
You know, a lot of quick time events, but it's finally, I mean, making most of the PS3's graphics engine.
It's going to look good. Yeah.
It's infamously, notoriously hard to develop for. And I think finally, after, you know, 3-4 years of the PS3 being out and people programming for the PS3, we're finally seeing games that look different. It might be like the Gears of War for the PS3, how Gears of War was the first game on the 360 that really changed the way games look.
Well,
for the, you know, good and bad.
I mean, it seems to me that there's a specific kind of PS3 look. I mean, if you look at Metal Gear Solid and you look at Heavy Rain and you look at Uncharted, they have a very specific kind of it's a very distinguishing look that's a little different than what you expect from like an Unreal Engine game or something like that, I think. So
there's no sheen and the textures are a little washed out.
Yeah, well, and I think they do some neat subsurface stuff on the skin tones. On the PS3, I'm not exactly sure how they do it. I need to do a little more reading. What engine does Heavy Rain use something custom?
I think it's custom. Yeah, yeah. It's Quantic Dreams, one of their custom engines.
Yeah, they're the guys who did Indigo Prophecy, which was called I think Fahrenheit in Europe a few years ago, which was one of my favorite.
And also Omicron, the Nomad Soul for PC. when I first came out. And Dreamcast. That was the David Bowie game.
Yeah. So yeah, my wife's super into Heavy Rain. It's, I mean, I was sitting at home yesterday writing while she was in the living room playing, which was pretty shitty. But it sounded really, really intense. I mean, there's in the first couple of minutes, you have a bit where you like lose your kid in the mall and you're running through this giant crowd of people like yelling for him. And I mean, she was yelling at the TV. She was so upset about it by the time she finally found him. So, it's a
datification of gaming.
Yeah. I mean, I think Tycho actually nailed that one at Penny Arcade when he talked about it a few weeks ago. So, I'm excited about getting to play that. I probably at this rate won't get to play it until about, 2011 maybe. But, you know, it's sitting there in my pile ready for me. When
10 months away.
Exactly. So, let's see. What else have we been up to? I've been carrying the Nexus One as my main phone for the last, about 2 weeks now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
I still carry the iPod, but I actually put it in airplane mode and I'm using it as an iPod Touch more than, iPhone. So I use
really
it
thick iPod
for
Touch.
Music, and I don't think it's any. I think they're the same size, aren't they?
No. iPod Touch is thin.
Really?
iPod Touch is it's so thin that by putting a case on it, the percentage of thickness increase. It makes it so it's not worth having a case.
I just assumed that they were always the same size.
No. iPod Touch is thinner.
The interesting thing is when you turn off the the cellular modem in the iPhone, the battery lasts about 4 days. So didn't realize that it was that big of a battery drain. So I'm using it to listen to music in the car and stuff like that. And then the Nexus I'm using for podcasts and everything else. And even with an AT&T SIM in the Nexus, I'm still pretty happy with it. I mean, it's limited to edge speed because of some radio incompatibility problems, but it's pretty good. I mean, it's the first compelling Android smartphone, and since they did that update a few weeks ago, the one that was the kind of post-launch fix update, things are much better. It added, the one that added multi-touch and some of those other things. Yeah, highly recommended the Nexus One. It's not perfect.
So,
I mean, I'll post a full video review later this week, but or actually probably by the time you guys listen to this, it'll already be up.
I know we talked about this beforehand and not wanting to talk about the iPad, but I still think it's worth mentioning now. I realize because of the new tablet news that's come out since the announcement of the iPad and all the reactionary stuff.
Are you talking about the Android stuff or the Windows stuff?
The Android stuff. Both. So yeah. Dell Mini 5, that's like big news this week and last week.
Right, that's the Android-based it's basically a slate that's Android-based, right?
Yes, it is. So there are like three categories. Just like with phones now, you have iPhone-based phones. iPhone, you have Windows Mobile, which Windows Mobile 7 coming out in September possibly, and Android phones. For tablets, you're going to have Windows 7 tablets running Atom. You're going to have Android tablets running Snapdragon, and there's going to be the iPad running iPhone using the A4. And you want to talk about it? You want to talk about the Mini 5? Have you seen the videos and pictures?
Well, the interesting thing about the Mini 5 is it almost seems – it's much smaller than the – judging by the pictures that are on Engadget right now, it seems much, much smaller than the
Well, it's 5-inch, right? 5 inches as opposed to –
It's like PSP size basically is what it looks like.
Yeah, pretty much PSP size, but the thing is that it's also a phone. I mean, it has the front-mounted camera and there's a SIM card inside. You can plug a headset, a Bluetooth headset, or – microphone headset onto it and or put up to your ear and use it as a really big phone.
It's Andre the Giant's phone. That's awesome.
So it makes up for some of the things that the iPad doesn't have. Obviously it runs Android and it'll have the whole suite of Android apps and that app store. But I really don't like that
like
tablets. Probably.
I mean, I guess it has
I don't
to.
Know specifically.
Android has requirements about that stuff, right?
Yeah, so probably. I don't like that these tablet OSs are just mobile OSs or scaled up or, in the case of Windows 7 and the HP slate, full OSs scaled down. No custom OS for the 5-inch to 10-inch size.
I disagree. I think that actually the reason these things work is that they're mobile OS is scaled up. I think the desktop OS is scaled down are going to be disasters on these devices.
Oh, no. I think mobile OS scaled up is better, way much better than big OS scaled down. I really don't want to run Windows 7 on 5-inch screen. You know, that's the Sony P model is terrible. But having a straight scale up of, you know, mobile OS without revamping that OS significantly to accommodate the bigger size, I think is a mistake. The way the iPad looks now, just the home screen, the four buttons, and the grid of 16.
I think that's placeholder. That. I don't think that we're going to see that shipping device.
I would be surprised if it's something much, much different.
I mean, whether it's not on the shipping device or it's an update, you know, when the June update comes, I think that we're going to see a data centric, kind of an ambient data, I think is what some people are calling it.
So like the home screen stuff with a Facebook and the clock and
7 or on Windows Phone 7 or like slide screen on Android where it puts your Facebook and your Twitter and your weather and your stocks and your news all on that load screen, and then either you can branch out from there or slide over one. I mean, if you think about it, that's kind of what the search screen is now on the iPhone. You just have to type something in order to see the information. So that's my pet theory. I mean, I think we're going to see something really astounding from Apple this year because, I mean, this is the first time they've really seen a challenge on smartphones to the iPhone. I mean, Android 2.0, 2.1 is actually the first thing that's been compelling enough for me to consider ditching an iPhone. So,
yeah, I mean, now they have a reason to do it. And, I mean, I think with since first generation iPhone, they've been pretty complacent. I mean, minor updates here and they're adding a compass,
they're adding the shit that they should have had in when they launched.
Yep.
I mean, when your big feature in iPhone 3.0 is copy paste, that's just sad. Copy paste and MMS, and then it took 6 months to get MMS. It's disappointing. So, we'll see where we go. We'll see what comes out. I mean, we'll know more at WWDC in April. I mean, what do you so you think that the scaled down Windows pads are a bad idea too, right?
I think the HP Slate is a totally bad idea. If you're going to use a scaled down Windows thing running Atom, just go buy a netbook. You'll want a keyboard. I mean, the Windows interface is best used with the keyboard, even though touch is built in. It really doesn't work well with touch. I mean, just the way desktop icon placement and widgets and stuff.
So here's my question. Why aren't we calling the? Why, I mean, from where I sit, the iPad. The only thing the iPad's lacking to be a netbook is a keyboard. It uses a shitty ARM processor. It has a stripped down gimpy OS. It has horrific limitations. Can't play Flash video. All sorts of other stuff. You know, slap a keyboard on that thing.
Well, it's a big difference.
How so?
It's a big difference from the conceptual point, right? If you design a product if you can do everything on the product 100% without a keyboard, I don't think you should call it a netbook. Then it's a tablet. And hardware-wise, I mean, it's the same. It's the difference between a notebook and a tablet PC. You know, it's the interface is a big part of it. The way you interact with the device.
I suppose. I mean, we'll know soon. I mean, theoretically, it should be out by this time next month. So, you know, I think the announcement was on March 26th, and he said it would be within, 60 days that they'd have the...
Well, they said, so end of March, we're probably close to 1 month away. They still haven't announced any release date.
So, this is a good time to say...
Interest kind of waned. So.
Norm, is your passport current?
My passport is current.
Okay, good. Because we're going to send you to Newfoundland since it's the first, the first time zone where there's an Apple store in North America. So pack your warm clothes.
We can test a sleeping bag.
Right.
You know?
You're going to sleep outside in negative 20 degree temperature outside the Apple store so you can be the first person in line. I think your first day is Monday, and we're going to send you off on Thursday afternoon, I think. So we know that you have plenty of time in the line. So something to think about. Something to look forward to. So let's see, what else have we been doing? Well, we played Dominion this weekend. Have we talked about Dominion did we ever talk about Dominion on the Max PC show?
I don't think we've ever talked about it. I know Lloyd had talked about it in one of his columns as a example of good interface. But it's
It's a brilliant.
It's pretty
game.
Good.
Let's describe the game. I mean, the way I always describe the game is that it is basically just it's basically a collectible card game without the having to collect all the cards, right? The point of the game is to build a deck of cards out of a pool of 10 different cards. The gist is you build a deck of cards that you use to buy these other cards that have no value to you during the game, but are the points that you win the game with. Kind of like the way Catan works or something like that if you're into other German board games. And it works well with up to 4 or 5 players if you have the right stuff. And I mean, we played a couple of games the other night. I had a good time. I enjoyed it.
What I like about it is that the ten action cards that it basically has random maps. The pool of cards that you play from is different every game, and the combination of different cards is going to be different every game because there is a pool. I mean, in the starting set, there are 25 different cards, I think, right? And you can buy expansions up to 75 different cards, but you only play with 10
at any
game.
Time. Yeah.
At any given time. So the permutations are nearly limitless. So it is the random map aspect to a board game. So that's why I don't like StarCraft. There are no random maps. And that's why I always liked Rise of Nations.
Yeah, I loved Rise of Nations, man. I wish that, of course, those guys they're not gone because they did the Catan port for Xbox Live.
They're gone. They're gone. Brian Reynolds now makes Farmville.
Oh, that's right. He's at Zynga. Well, he's making more money there anyway. So we were playing Dominion. I think when you get in here next week, I'm going to try to get an after work Dominion game going up here. Just because, why wouldn't we? We've lots of nerds, and unfortunately, they're much better at math than us. So we should be careful. The other thing that's interesting is, of course, we're upstairs from the giant bomb dudes. So, I was going. I've been up and down there. They've been very friendly and welcoming to us, which is fantastic. And they're encouraging us in our coffee explorations. I've got on the shelf up here, I've got like 6 different coffee makers right now. So expect a crazy coffee maker roundup maybe by the time you read this even. You're a coffee drinker, right, Norm?
Yeah, well, I'm a casual coffee drinker. I don't know.
Oh, you're not serious about it?
No.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how evil was the swill from the machine at Max PC?
Perfectly acceptable.
Oh, sweet, merciful Jesus. My mission is to teach you the one true faith of coffee, that is. We'll bring in something that tastes good for you and let you see what you think. I guess we should reward anybody who stuck through all the prattle this long with a little bit about what we're going to be doing. The basic editorial mission for the site is going to be, testing stuff the same way we always have Maximum PC, but we're expanding the number of topics that we talk about, right? So at Maximum PC, the kind of general rule was always that whatever we talked about had to be connected to a PC. Here, that made a lot of sense in 2000 when I started working there. But, I mean, my world now and the stuff that I care about on the electronics front has expanded well beyond that limitation of the PC. And we'll still be doing PC stuff. In fact, actually, I was just talking about getting in some laptops today. So we're going to do a laptop roundup. That may be up by the time you read this as well. I don't know if we'll get that done in time for launch, but if not, by the time you hear this, then shortly thereafter. I feel like the interesting thing that's happening in the world of electronics is there's all this stuff. It kind of can talk together if you know exactly what you're doing, but it's a little hard to get to work a lot of the time. A lot of the stuff that we'll be talking about is stuff like how to make your movies stream to all the rooms in the home and how to set up a good central controlled audio system for your house, or what's the best way to connect your iPod or smartphone or whatever to your car stereo if you don't have an auxiliary in jack, or, is there a better way to do it than to have this goofy wire hanging out through your car all the time? What else? I'm forgetting a ton of stuff here, but...
How to do things. How to do cool things.
How to do things that are awesome. Yeah, that's kind of yes. How to get more. The general idea is, only buy stuff that's awesome, and then once you buy stuff that's awesome, we'll show you how to do more cool stuff with them. With that stuff. The other part of what we're doing is that of course we are working with the guys who brought you Giant Bomb. So if you're familiar with Bomb. you know, they have this amazing product database full of all the information about all the games and all the characters in the games. It's a really neat kind of wiki-like platform. And we're going to add that for CE stuff, for all the consumer electronic stuff and PC parts and all the stuff that you actually are going to listen to and use and want to keep track of. And then we have a bunch of cool features to add on top of that as we build out that data. No, that's not going to be on by the, when you're listening to this. That'll come in a few weeks. But you know, for the meantime, it's just me and Norm and some lovable freelancers talking about what's going on in the world out there. So, all right, we hope you'll stick around, and we have some really exciting stuff planned. I mean, first thing next week, we're going to take Norm out in the backyard and bring a fire hose to
kick test my balls?
Waterproof cameras. I wouldn't kick you in the balls. That could do permanent damage. But the fire hose, you might want to bring some goggles. I guess we should end the show. Thanks for listening, guys. You know,
do you want to pimp out, you know, Facebook, Twitter, sign up for accounts, you know, get in early because you can, you know, that's how you should get your
That's exactly it. You want to get your handle. I mean, we'll have Facebook Connect and all that kind of stuff working. Twitter is going to be twitter.com/testedcom. No underscores or anything like that. So, I mean, we're going to be giving out prizes to anybody who signed up for Twitter or Facebook or both. If you want two chances to win, enter, you know, sign up on both places. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of cool stuff coming in the next few weeks. So, you know, definitely get on early. The platform that we're building on is really, really cool. I'm really interested in hearing what you guys have to say. I was going to say, I mean, one of the things we don't have, unfortunately, is Gordon to close the show every week with a big ugly rant. So, you know, think about what you'd like to hear us say, you know, what segments would you like to hear us talk about on this show? And, you know, give us a shout. Let us know what you think. Post a comment, send an email. My email is will@tested.com. Norm's is going to be norman@tested.com. And, well, you know, if you want to go listen to the next episode, there'll be real content there any moment now. So,
right there, right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You can probably press next on your iPod. It's already, in fact, actually, if you subscribed in iTunes, probably you're never even going to know this podcast was there because it'll only download the most recent one, which will be next week's. So in like 3 years, when you're tired of us.
Easter egg.
Yeah, you can come back and be like, wow, these jackasses had no idea what they were doing. What a bunch of fuckos. So yeah, for Norman Chan, I'm Will Smith. For tested.com, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you when you press fast forward.